You ready?
Yes. Hello.
Yes. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Double Indemnity, the podcast. I'm Emily Klaser.
I'm Jonathan Pyle.
Here we like to talk about movies, specifically new ones, and the things that happen in them. And how we feel about it. We talk about our feelings. You're so in touch with your feelings, Jonathan.
Is that a good thing?
I think it is a good thing.
Okay.
Well, I think it is admirable, yes.
Not very masculine.
What are you feeling right now?
Just bored. No, I'm kidding.
Okay, great. So today we are finishing out our Oscar series. We have been doing a series where we talked about all the movies that were nominated for Best Picture this year at the 2023 Oscars. And we got through a bunch of them. We did, what, Tar, Avatar.
We did
Tar, Avatar.
Seven or eight of them.
Basically the same
tar,
thing.
Tar,
Tar. Tar,
Tar. Tar, Tar Binks. Sorry.
I don't know who that is.
Jar Jar Binks. Nah, sorry.
That was a stretch. That was too much of a stretch. we did Banshees of Inisherin. We did All Quiet on the Western Front. Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Women Talking.
Women Talking and The Fablements. Wow, we did most of them.
Yeah, we did.
We just didn't do Top Gun. We didn't do...
Elvis.
Elvis. Were there other ones we didn't do? Not that I can remember.
Yeah.
Mustn't have been that important. But so now today, instead of talking about a movie, we're going to talk about how we felt about the Oscars. This is a lot of talking about our feelings. Are you ready for this?
Born.
It's pretty intense. These are going to be some intense feelings. That's all I got to say. So this year at the Oscars, what's his name? Jimmy Kimmel hosted. Let's just talk about that for a second, okay?
He's a good, safe host.
He is so safe. Like, it was almost like... It was enjoyable enough that I'm like, yeah, I get it. Sure. Jimmy Kimmel, whatever. But it was also like, come on, man. Really? Jimmy Kimmel? Like, I don't know. I just like, who is that guy that's like super controversial?
You
always
I've
like.
I told you his name.
He's got a really complicated
times.
Name. I can never remember his
Ricky
name.
Ricky Gervais.
Ricky Gervais. He is so funny. He's so controversial, though.
I know. I love it.
But that's what makes him so funny. Like, I feel like comedy is like one realm where like when they say really offensive things, you have to know that they're saying it as a joke. Like, it's not because they actually hate you, you know? And I think the Oscars, after having Chris Rock last year and all of that drama that went down with Will Smith punching him, I think that they were like, we need to take it safe this year and no controversial jokes.
Yeah, there were a couple that some little jabs every now and then.
I guess, but they weren't like much. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they weren't jabs where I was like, oh my God, I can't believe you said that funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which I like those. And it's like, there's a reason they choose comedians to do these awards shows, because you want to see them make fun of the stars. You know what
That's
I mean?
The point.
That's
yeah.
the whole point. They're, like, there are so... comedians hired for every single one of these. Every single time they go out there to present an award, they try to make jokes.
Yeah.
And they only land like 50% of the time. It's better That's to true. Just not try and take it serious. You know what I mean? Like, I think I really liked, gosh, I don't know their names, but Creed True. And...
Michael B. Jordan and Jonathan Majors.
Michael B. Jordan and Jonathan Majors, they were super serious in theirs, which you wouldn't have expected because they seem just like, you know, cool guys, you know, like funny, cool guys who just chill out. But they did like a super serious presentation for theirs. And I thought it was so good because they did cinematography. And I remember that.
You're right.
Because they did so good presenting it. And theirs was very serious. And they don't all need to be jokes. You know, I don't know. That's just how I feel about that. So overall...
Yeah, yes. I kind of wish we could go back to the older Oscars where Billy Crystal was hosting them. And
I don't know who that is.
It's the guy who voices Mike Wazowski. He's a good comedian.
Maybe if I saw a picture.
Billy Crystal.
I know the name. Like, it's a classic name. I don't know. I thought Jimmy Kimmel was fine. Like, I would never watch Jimmy Kimmel's show. He would be the last late night show I would probably choose to watch. It's safe.
Yeah, it is safe. He's definitely not my favorite. Either Graham Norton or Jimmy Fallon is the best.
Oh, Billy Crystal, I love him. You could have just said the guy from When Harry Met Sally.
You're right.
You should have just said that. That's like his most iconic movie. I love him. He's great. He's a great comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Why doesn't he do it anymore?
It's because he doesn't want to, or because the Academy didn't ask him.
Mm.
But yeah, it's pretty much how that works.
Okay. Well... Before we get diving in too deep, follow us on Letterboxd, Podcast. We post the movies we're going to talk about there before we talk about them.
And we talk about them.
We do. We do some talking.
Yeah.
Oh my God. We never figured out what movie we're going to do next week. We never planned this before we get together. Right, we always are like, ooh, we need to plan the movie for next week. I will think
about it as we go throughout the podcast.
And then you better have something ready for the end.
I probably won't, but we'll see.
Okay. All right. Faith. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the winners right now. So
what do you want to start with?
Let's get spoiled, everybody. I'm going to go through the order that my list is in. You can read off my list too if you want to.
But I've got my own
here's
list.
How this. Oh, because your list is that much different than my list. It's literally the exact same stuff. Oh my gosh. So we're going to go through the list and we're going to talk about who was nominated. And then before we watch the Oscars, we all like put down our predictions because I know myself and I wouldn't remember who I like thought was going to win. And it was actually so hard to sit there and pick predictions. So we're going to say our predictions and then we're going to say who actually won and how we feel about it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I feel like we should not start with Best Picture.
Absolutely not.
That's just the first one that comes up on mine.
Yeah, me too. That makes sense why that's the first one.
Let's go in reverse order because of like how I have it listed, because that's kind of like not as overly climactic. So let's start with visual effects. How about that?
Okay, give me a second.
Wow, your list mustn't be very well organized if you need some time to get it together.
Really controversial one. Oh boy.
Really?
This might have been just...
People were upset about it? I thought the only controversial one was Best Supporting.
I'm being sarcastic.
Oh! I was like, there was a really controversial one.
Yeah, this just should have been called the award to James Cameron for Avatar: The Way of Water.
Yeah, everybody kind of knew it was going to be Avatar. But it totally deserved it. And we talked about this last night. I recently, when the new Avatar came out, before we watched it, I watched the old one first because I wanted to go into it with like knowing what it's about. And I would straight up not have had any idea what was going on if I hadn't have just seen the first.
Oh yeah.
So like the day we watched Avatar, the new one, I'm not kidding. I watched Avatar for like 6 hours straight.
6 hours that
because
day.
I watched the new one and then we straight away went to the movie theater and we watched the second one and I loved it. And you know what was crazy? It was like the animation was like held up. Just from like the 2010 or something. Yeah, the visual effects from 2008 held up today. And it has changed so much because I've seen some animated movies from 2008 that are not doing too well.
Animated, technically.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Avatar is animated. We didn't say the other nominations, so damn it. We already messed it up. We're supposed to say the nominations first, then our predictions, and then the winner. You just gave it away right away, Jonathan.
Oh, because it was all up in the air anyways.
I'm so upset with you. I had a whole plan. We're going to go back and we're going to say the nominations. Best visual effects. The nominees are All Quiet on the Western Front, Avatar, Batman, Black Panther, Top Gun. And that was it. And I had actually predicted Avatar. I know, crazy. Nobody else would have guessed it.
I predicted that too.
I didn't know that Top Gun was going to be nominated for it too. Like I thought visual effects were like CGI. Is that what it's called?
Computer generated images. Yes,
I don't know why when I said it, it sounded like I was saying the wrong acronym. I really doubted myself in that moment.
I mean, it can mean. Most of the time it means CGI, yes.
But I guess... Like,
and Top Gun Maverick, there is like CGI in
a
that.
Visual effect means it was, you made it look like something that wasn't really happening, and all of Top Gun Maverick was pretty much real. So is it really a visual
Maybe not
effect?
All of it.
I don't know, but I remember the presentation of this one because it was really good. It was done by the director of Cocaine Bear and then a bear.
Oh, Elizabeth
and
Banks.
It was actually really funny. It could have been really stupid, but they went up there and they were like talking. I don't know. Sorry, I just had a demon come out of my soul and I burped.
Avatar demon.
Yeah.
Navi. Glad to see the Batman that got nominated for that.
Jonathan, you are just like a diehard fan of the new Batman movie.
I have never
And I'm
said
glad
otherwise.
It wasn't nominated for anything else. It got a little bit of recognition.
It should have been nominated for
it was
cinematography.
Really freaking boring. I wasn't even
cinematography
watching it.
In
I
that
was doing something while you were watching it. And I was not at all interested in it.
Literally?
Was it? Because it wasn't nominated.
The guy that did Empire
was
of Light
it?
That was nominated said,
uh-oh,
this should have been nominated. You're not listening to
she's
me.
So, I'm sorry. I'm watching our dog. She's like, she likes to take her bones and throw them in the air and like spin around with them. And she's doing it right now. It's so cute. Kind of scared she's going to come harass us.
That's exactly what she's going to
she's
do.
She's definitely going to harass me right now. Oh, she's up. If you're watching the video, she's here. She is up here. She is doing things. She's living her best life. really scared right now. Go to sleep, Beans.
She's not going to go to sleep. She's been asleep for 2 hours.
Yeah, she's been asleep for a while. Okay, so moving on with whatever is going on right now around us with our dog. So let's talk about editing next. Best film editing. The nominees were, Jonathan, would you like to list them? I have them on my computer if you'd like to read my computer. Beans, would you like to read the nominees? She seems like she really wants to.
Guys, film editing. What?
Okay. Jonathan is back. He gave our dog a Kong treat to occupy her. And hopefully. We are now going to do best film editing. Jonathan, do you want to tell us the nominees?
The Banshees of Inisherin. I'm not going to name out the individual names.
Don't. Please don't.
Elvis, Everything Everywhere All at Once, Tar, and Top Gun Maverick.
If you want to know who the exact person was who won it, just Google it.
Yeah, these answers are all online.
There's really no reason for you to be here anyway. Literally. What are we even telling you? You find this online. I guess if you're one random person who cares what us like idiots would think about it. Yeah, stick around. But
what did you think was going to win?
I predicted Everything Everywhere.
I think I did too.
Yeah. Yes. The whole point of us writing it down was so that you would know exactly this whole time. Okay, you know what's going to happen the rest of this as we're talking? You're going to, every single one, you're going to be like, yeah, I think I did that too. I guessed the one that won.
I did predict this.
Because Everything Everywhere All at Once won for best yes. editing. Yeah. And it deserved it. I mean, there were crazy shots and it was jumping from all over the place. I don't know,
they had to combine
and the guy said it was only his second film he'd ever edited.
Oh yeah, you're right. And the that's crazy.
What was also interesting about it was every time Everything Everywhere All at Once won an Oscar, the people would go up there and they'd be like, I'm not qualified for this. Literally every single one that won, except for Jamie Lee Curtis.
True.
She was qualified for it. At least she's been in the acting world for a long time.
Well, I'll just spoil another category. Unbelievable.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. This is all public information. It's not like it's top secret, true. Confidential. I didn't sign an NDA or anything, so you can't come for me.
I will.
Okay. Best costume design. The nominations were Babylon, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, Elvis, Everything Everywhere All at Once, and Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris. Let's all just say in agreement, we knew Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris was not going to win.
It wasn't going to win anything.
Yeah. What did you think was going to win?
What did I put down? I put down Black Panther.
I did too.
Oh, no, sorry. I put down Elvis. Not Black Panther.
Oh, Elvis. All Elvis was fantastic. And you know what? Like, here's the thing. Here's how I understand, like, Elvis would have deserved it, but also nothing against the costume designer because the costumes were amazing. But they were just replicas of, like, real outfits. You know what I mean? Whereas, like, Wakanda Forever was, like, all
original.
Extremely original, unique, like, designs and concepts. That, like, how does someone even, like, come up with such a cool, creative idea, you know?
So that makes sense.
Yeah. So I think, I mean, I was a little sad that Elvis didn't win. But then when you think about Wakanda Forever, it was so, like, unique.
Mm-hmm.
So I honestly stand by that win as well.
You haven't seen the movie, have you?
And
you should
also
watch it. We should
the
watch it.
Designer Ruth Carter, she is freaking fabulous up there. She was up there in this, like, gorgeous yellow dress. And then she had her speech written out on cards
that matched
the color of her
dress
perfectly. I was like, you're a true icon.
First Black woman to win 2 Oscars.
What?
I think so. I think I've got that fact correct.
That hasn't happened before. That's crazy.
I don't think so.
Wow, that's so cool. Well, she deserves it.
Right.
That's crazy because didn't you say both of the Black Panther movies?
I think she won for
costume design, right?
Yeah, which is pretty strong.
She's got 2 Oscars for costume design. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Yeah, first Black woman to win 2 Oscars.
Nuh-uh. Well, she deserved them for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Oh, my gosh.
Love that.
Okay, best makeup and hairstyling. Jonathan, the nominees.
All Quiet on the Western Front, The Batman, yes, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, Elvis, and The Whale.
So, I wanted The Whale to win, but I thought Elvis was going to win.
I thought Elvis was going to win, too.
But when the whale won, I was so happy because the whale is the underdog of the Oscars this year.
Yes, it is.
It really is. I mean, like, it was like a one-room movie. I feel like those kinds of movies never get nominated.
I'm trying to think of other, like, one-room movies that have been nominated.
I can't think of any off the top of my head, but I'm also highly unqualified to talk about this.
Yeah, I can't think of any off the top of my head either. But, yeah, I'm really glad it won. It deserved it. I was watching a video of the behind-the-scenes of them putting all of it on him. And it's crazy how long it takes.
I want to see that behind-the-scenes video. How realistic it looks. That's crazy. I think it totally deserved it. And honestly, I forgot about the scene where he wasn't wearing a shirt. And then you see, like, his entire body. I forgot about that. So I was like, oh my gosh, I can't even imagine having to make those kinds of prosthetics for Brendan Fraser, you know? It was just so fabulous. Like, I was so happy that they got makeup. Especially since, like, it wasn't the stereotypical, like, beautiful makeup, you know what I mean? Like, they were creating, like, real human body parts. Mm-hmm. And they looked so real. So props to them. They were fantastic. And I think they definitely deserved that one for sure.
For sure.
Okay, Jonathan, you're going to be really excited about this one if you want to name it off.
Best cinematography. Nominees were Tar, Empire of Light. So, yeah, Roger Deakins. The guy who did Empire Light, he's like one of the world's best cinematographers ever. He tweeted or something that the Batman should have been nominated for cinematography.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah.
So if he says that, everybody's like,
he's like, that was the best shot movie of the year.
Really? Oh my gosh.
Or something to that extent.
Why didn't it get nominated? Why do you think Batman got overlooked at the Oscars?
Well, I could say because it's like a genre movie, but Everything Everywhere All at Once is the definition of a genre movie.
What even does that mean? All movies have a genre.
So that's like, it's more referred to as like horror or action or like sci-fi in the context through the Academy. So usually Best Picture goes to like,
wait, are you telling me the movie has a genre? That's pretty normal. Most movies have genres, right?
No,
am I not understanding?
No. I mean, I'm saying like the Academy views those movies as genre movies. That's like every movie has its genre, but that's what it's commonly known as. Like horror movies are not usually nominated for Best Picture because it's like a genre film.
So if you get nominated, what movies don't have genres? That's my question.
It's not the genre in your
word genres anymore.
In what you're like,
Jonathan, you're not making sense.
It makes sense. It does.
I want to understand though, and I just don't.
I'm not good at explaining it.
This feels like in college when my teacher's trying to teach me how to use like an apostrophe, and I'm like, I just don't understand. Like, where is this supposed to go?
You don't know how to use apostrophes?
I understand that it's and it is. Like, it's, I know that it's like the one word where it's like you don't use it as a possessive. Yeah, I get that.
Well, that's, you're halfway there.
How do you put an apostrophe on names like James?
Depends on
James's. Do you put two S's or do you put the apostrophe after? Because I've had teachers tell me both ways.
Apostrophe after the S.
How do you use a semicolon, Jonathan? Who has ever successfully used a semicolon in this world? Unless you are an English teacher.
I have.
Nobody essays probably just told you how bad it was. Okay, how do you use it? Use it in a sentence.
Emmy went to the store. Jonathan went on a run.
Where was the semicolon?
In between the two sentences.
Well, why didn't you just put a period there?
I don't know. That wasn't a great example.
That was a really bad example. Emmy, you would never go on a run, first off. That's the initial terrible thing you said in that example. Completely
two
unbelievable.
Two independent clauses joined together by a period and a semicolon. Or a colon. It's a semicolon.
I just like don't understand why you wouldn't just put a period there.
Because it's supposed to like help transition one thought that relates to another thought.
We're supposed to be talking about what a genre is.
This is more important. Today,
I still don't know what a genre movie is. Okay, well.
Okay, I will look it up and give you a definition.
You're not a very good teacher. That's what we learned from this.
Genre film. The generic term referring to all forms of art and entertainment. B movie. Not the actual B movie, but the letter B movie.
What?
A generic film with
minimal...
Whoa,
you lost me. You need to start from the start again. Can I read it myself?
Okay. A film that was produced with the intent of fitting into a specific genre. Science fiction, romantic comedy, horror, or film noir.
But what movie is not a genre? What movie doesn't have a genre?
So, like, in the context of the Academy. like, 12 Years a Slave isn't considered a genre film.
It's a period film. Historical fiction.
Yeah, but it's not considered a genre movie in the context. It has a genre, yes.
So what's Batman's genre?
Action and mystery. And that's why I don't think it was nominated.
Well, what's Everything Everywhere All at Once is a genre.
It is, and it's breaking boundaries. And the Oscars are finally recognizing them.
Okay, I just still don't understand, but it's fine. Like, I got the genre, the gist. I was going to say gist, and I said genre. I got the genre of it. Okay, moving on, Jonathan. Just finish telling us the best cinematography nominations.
What did you think was going to win?
You didn't finish telling all the nominations.
Oh, shit.
You stopped at Empire of Light, and then you went on a rant about Batman and semicolons.
They go together so well. Elvis, Bardo, False Chronicles of a Handful of Truths. I still want to watch that. I think it's on Netflix. And then All Quiet on the Western Front.
I thought Tar was going to win, honestly, because I thought All Quiet wouldn't get recognized as much as it deserved to, but thankfully it did.
I thought Empire of Light would take it.
Just because of Roger Deakins.
Good old Roger. He is my favorite.
I honestly, like, have not seen Empire of Light. And
neither.
It just didn't seem, like, that interesting to me.
That's fair.
Yeah. But the winner was...
A Quiet on the Western Front, and it absolutely deserved it.
I was really happy about it.
And they played the... we'll get to that later.
Every time All Quiet on the Western Front won an Oscar, they played the, like, iconic three notes.
Do, do, do.
Yeah, Jonathan.
What can I say? Part-time musician.
Who pays you for that?
Nobody. I do.
Have big dreams to be a part-time musician, right? Yeah, I loved how they continually were playing that, because I feel like when they do it for other movies, it just wasn't so like, oh my god, that's so iconic.
I know,
like, you hear it, and like, I don't know what it was about the chord progression that they chose for that, those three notes, but it just like made you like, you feel anxious inside.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because it's like this happy, exciting moment, and you're sitting here like anxious.
It was intensity. Funny.
Yeah, I will say one thing that bothers me about like the people who are presenting the Oscars is like, they'll be like, oh, and they'll gasp when they see it, like, oh, this is the one that I wanted. And I don't like it because it seems like they had favoritism. But then I thought about
it. Everybody does.
And
technically.
I mean, I guess, but.
But I guess they shouldn't show it on national television.
Yeah, but I mean, if I was up there like. Sorry, I'm yawning as per usual. If I was up there presenting an Oscar, I would probably gasp just out of like, oh my god, I'm so overwhelmed right now. But I don't know. It seems like they're giving favoritism. Like, oh, this is when I wanted to win. All the other ones sucked in comparison.
Pretty much.
I don't know. It bothers me when they do that. But also, like, not like I'll ever have a moment to be up there, and I don't really want to. But
true. You never know. It can happen.
It won't.
Well, it won't happen then.
You must believe to achieve. Has anyone ever said that before?
I'm sure.
I have never heard
has.
It, but I think I'm going to coin it right now. Believe to achieve.
I think that was Confucius. No, probably not.
What?
Somebody's definitely said that before.
Next up, Best Production Design. The nominations were All Quiet on the Western Front, Avatar, The Way of Water, Babylon, Elvis, and The Fabelmans. Now, let's just take a moment to talk about Babylon, okay?
Totally thought I was going to get this
Totally overrated. Specifically, the only person overrating it is Jonathan.
That
is
not...
so obsessed with this movie. And it was, like, good actors, like, an interesting story. But it was, like, I don't know. It wasn't, like, amazing to me.
It was amazing. If any of my film friends are out there and you love Babylon, you know who you are. And I'm not the only one.
So you're reaching out to others for validation because I won't give it to you?
That's exactly what I'm doing. No shame in it. Yeah,
well, I thought Babylon was overrated. And I think the production design didn't catch my eye.
Are you kidding me? What?
Yeah. So sorry. You're really upset about that. Okay, what was your favorite part of the production design? I can tell you mine.
What?
The scene when the trumpet player was playing in the studio and like the zoom out.
Yes.
I thought that was pretty good.
I love the whole shoot in the desert.
The shoot in the desert was amazing. Yeah. When he kept driving back and everything. There's just something I don't like about movies like that when like they make out Hollywood stars to be crappy people and they're just like abusing the interns basically. And I get that that's probably the way that the world works, but I don't want to watch it. It makes me sad.
Lots of things make you sad.
It's easy to make me sad.
It's true.
Okay.
It's probably why you didn't like that movie. But anyways.
All Quiet on the Western Front won the Oscar. And I was very excited about that. And I was absolutely not expecting it. I had predicted Elvis was going to win.
Oh. That was an upset for sure.
Who did you think was going to win?
Babylon.
Oh, yeah, of course. If Batman had been nominated for every Oscar, you would have predicted Batman to win every
that
Oscar.
Is not true.
Which one would they not have won?
Best, any of the best acting categories?
Ugh, because acting was trash. Which it wasn't. I'm just kidding. Yeah. Okay, do you want to talk about best sound?
Best sound.
What's your favorite sound?
That's a hard question, actually. What's yours?
Oh my gosh. Now that you turned it on me, I have to think about it. That is a really hard question. You can't hear this right now, but our dog is eating a Kong and just like licking sounds.
That's my favorite sound.
Sitting here in silence. That's what we're hearing. Oh my goodness. You know, I have no idea my favorite sound is. Popping popcorn's a good sound.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, that's pretty good, actually.
I like your laugh.
Thanks.
It's so romantic. You gonna say something nice about me back?
No.
Do you like the sound of my hair swishing?
How did you know? There's something that I know is my favorite sound, but I can't like put my finger on it.
Well, you mustn't
right now.
Like it that much.
I do. I can't put my ear on it.
So bad. Okay, well, you just sit and ponder on it. You have a lot of things you're pondering on right now.
That's true. I've totally forgot the other thing I was supposed to be pondering.
I don't understand how you could even be pondering two things at once. I could never.
Makes sense why you think that.
What?
You're very hyper-focused.
I am a hyper-focused person, yeah. Okay. So let's talk about sound, everybody. Jonathan, do you want to go to the nominations?
Yeah, nominations were Avatar, The Way of Water, The Batman, Elvis, Top Gun Maverick, and All Quiet on the Western Front.
I thought All Quiet on the Western Front was going to win for this.
I don't know why I did. I also
was writing these feverishly 10 minutes before the Oscars started. True. Oh my gosh. We had quite the experience watching the Oscars. So we got a free subscription of YouTube TV because we don't have cable. And we're watching it just like on YouTube. It was like live of the Oscars. And then there was like this huge block on the screen. Like, you can't watch this. This is copyrighted material. And I was like, what the heck is going on? Because they had just started the monologue and we were freaking out.
Yeah, did you know Jimmy Kimmel parachuted onto the stage?
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
He was already on stage, I thought.
No, he parachuted.
You're totally lying right now.
I'm not lying.
You're literally making fun of me right now. I'm lying.
I am not lying. He parachuted like from the back onto the stage because we missed that part.
Oh my gosh, we totally missed the whole beginning because we were feverishly realizing YouTube TV was not the same as YouTube.
It's a separate app.
I was so confused.
I didn't know.
So we missed the whole beginning of the first monologue.
It's fine.
Well, you know what? It mustn't have been that good because like I at work, like whenever I like open a new tab on my computer.
She's finished.
Our dog. We'll see if she attacks us and you can make her a new Kong.
Tab. On your computer?
Oh, yeah. Whenever I'm at work and I open a new tab on my computer to, like, you know, do work things, of course, as we do at
only work.
It will, like, automatically open up Bing, like the Bing homepage. And I'm not a supporter of Bing. I just like Windows Explorer. So if I want to Google something and I want real good answers, I go to Google.com. But I use Internet Explorer because I like the way that it looks better.
Did you use Internet Explorer?
I use Internet Explorer.
What?
I just do. I don't know. Like,
are you 47 years old?
I have been told I'm an old soul.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
Yeah. Oh no, Beans has a singular playing card.
Go get it. She carried it off so
I can't move because I have all this stuff on me right now.
All electronics.
I have all the electronicals. We must seem like terrible parents.
Yeah. Sound.
Well, what a way to come back in, Jonathan. Yeah, so you said the nominations and then I got on a tangent. I don't remember what. But I had predicted All Quiet. Who did you predict? I know you wanted Batman.
I predicted.
I don't understand what was like so good about the sound.
Like, come on, in IMAX, that was great. Great sound.
We did see it in IMAX. It was a big deal. The theater was full. We saw it with my dad, like my family. And my dad was so excited. It was so fun. You're right. In IMAX, it was good. But I don't remember being like, my ears are on fire.
It was almost as
good. Was it just like the airplane sounds?
As Dunkirk. The sound in Dunkirk, too. Ugh.
The only movie that I've ever like watched and then at the end was like, the sound was Sound of Metal. That movie deserved sound more than anything. It was just really good. I guess because they evoked like emotion in you from the sound, not including the music.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, I don't think I've ever had a movie do that for me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess like maybe horror movies like Fear, you know,
for sure.
Like Quiet.
Oh, yeah, that happens for sure.
Axes through walls, blood dribbling. Am I scaring you with my sounds?
I love dribbling some blood. Dribble my basketball covered in blood.
Dribble my basketball blood. Okay. So yeah, Top Gun Maverick won for best sound. And yeah, I was pretty happy with it. Honestly, as long as Top Gun won for something, I was going to be happy because I just wanted them to get recognized for anything because it was definitely the most beloved movie of the year, I would say.
And Steven Spielberg was right. It saved cinemas. He told Tom Cruise that.
Really? Why does he think it saved cinemas? Because it got people to go.
Yeah, after
for
COVID.
For sure,
it
yeah. Was the first. I just remember when the original Top Gun like trailer came out, my dad was obsessed with it.
He was watching it on repeat.
And then from that point to when we finally got to see the movie, an entire like pandemic happened, which is crazy. It blows my mind.
It was a long time.
It was like years that they put off the movie. And I'm glad that they did because it was worth the IMAX experience. And I will wait another 40 years for the next one, Tom Cruise. He's going to be 90 years old, jumping out of planes. Okay. So best original song. The nominees were Applause from Tell It Like a Woman, Hold My Hand from Top Gun, Lift Me Up from Black Panther, Natu Natu from RRR, and This Is Life from Everything Everywhere All at Once. I will say the one that I think did not deserve to get nominated was This Is Life.
I agree.
I did not like it. I did not want that to be what my life was.
Me either.
But I really wanted RiRi to win.
I totally thought she was gonna win.
Predicted that she was gonna win, but Natu won, and I was not upset about it.
I was not upset about it.
I was not too upset about it. I thought Natu was a jam. I actually had never heard of it before. I didn't know it was taking the world, sweeping the world. What is it that saying?
Take the world by storm.
Yes. Where did I get the sweep?
I don't know. Sweeping?
Sweep the world by storm. Storm sweeping.
Storm chasers.
Storm chasers.
The sweep chase.
I'm just imagining storm chasers like listening to Natu Natu. It was good though. I'd never heard of
really
it until
watch that movie.
Till the Oscars. I don't know what I'm saying. Thing. But yeah, it won and it was the most exciting one to listen to for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, I was totally happy with that. But I bet you RiRi was not happy. RiRi's like, I'm preggers. I just performed at the Super Bowl halftime show.
She got that.
Now I'm performing at the Oscars and you're not gonna give me an Oscar.
An Oscar?
Oh no, our dog is coming up here. We're gonna be harassed.
Do you wanna just sit on?
She's gonna wreak havoc.
Okay, just stay still.
No.
Stay still. You put your hand.
She's licking me. She's biting me. Don't step on my pooter.
You're gonna press buttons.
There's so much chaos right now. Yeah, so let's talk about the next one, why don't we? If you're watching, you can see the chaos that has ensued. Is that how you say it? Chaos that ensued? That is correct. I think 50% of our podcast, I'm like, is that how you say that?
Is that, that the right word? That is 50% of our podcast.
Okay, so best original score, Jonathan, would you like to read it?
Yeah, so nominees, All Quiet on Western Front, Babylon, Banshees of Inisherin, EEAAO, and The Fablemans.
I will say Babylon had a real jammer. I mean, that was dance music. I bet you they were mad they didn't get nominated for Best Original Song.
Beans. Best Original Song? What?
Didn't they write that song for the movie?
It's not... that's not the... What do you mean?
Okay, never mind.
That's like song...
Oh, it was a part of the score.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm stupid.
Lick.
Okay. Yeah, so Banshees of Inisherin, I honestly was not expecting to get nominated for score, but I liked it.
Carter Burwell is a really good composer.
But I thought Everything Everywhere was All at Once was going to win just because it was Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Really?
Yeah, I just thought they were going to win everything they were nominated for, basically. Yeah. Except for, of course, Best Original Song, because their song sucked. Wow. Who did you think was going to win?
Babylon. I totally thought Babylon was going to win, and that was one of the... It was like the second upset of the night.
You were upset about it? Oh my god, I was
so
happy.
No, that was the
happy.
Second upset of the night.
What is that?
An upset.
What is an upset?
Like something wins that nobody expects to win.
Oh yes, well I was upset in a very happy way. Because All Quiet on the Western Front won, and I was so happy that they won. I thought it was so good. I mean, we already talked about the just like the three chord progression that was so iconic. It was fantastic.
Don't throw up beans.
Okay, so we're going to skip four categories that we didn't watch the movies for, so we're not really qualified to talk about. Short film, live action for short film, well, animated short film, live action short film, documentary short subject.
I do want to watch the documentaries that were...
Yeah, and I will say the team who won for documentary, they came up and they made kind of like a political statement. And normally I hate it when they make political statements at the Oscars and they're... Jonathan's literally standing up right now. I normally hate it when they make political statements at the Oscars because it's just like, I don't know, it's very out of place and I find it uncomfortable. Like, yeah, I have political opinions or whatever, but like this is the Academy. Like this is the general group of people coming together. It's not a political time.
Well, they are speaking to the world too, which is, I guess, why they want...
But they're famous. They can speak to the world whenever they want to. Jonathan went and has entertained Beans.
Handled the beast.
The beast has been handled. So, as I was saying, the documentary feature, I feel bad, I don't remember who it was. Navalny, yeah. They made a political statement, but their entire documentary was about that political statement. So, like, they were highly qualified to be talking about the subject and to be making statements about the subject. And I was like, yeah, like, this is the only time at the Oscars you are allowed to make a political statement. Like, if you are literally talking about a film that is making a political statement, like, and it's real. It's not even, like, fictional. Yeah. It's a documentary. So
I agree.
I think that was very well handled and the only time I was okay with a political statement at the Oscars. Okay. Best International Feature Film. I think it's my turn to talk.
Yes, it is.
The nominations were All Quiet on the Western Front, Argentina 1985, Close, EO, and The Quiet Girl. I thought All Quiet on the Western Front was going to win.
Me too.
It was just goddamn perfect.
But in the beginning of the award season, Argentina 1985 won the Golden Globe, which kind of doubted my assumptions for All Quiet at first.
I didn't even know they won the Golden Globe, honestly.
Decision to Leave was not nominated. And it should have been. I haven't even seen it yet, but I know it should have been.
I want to see it. Isn't that the Korean film? Mm-hmm. We should watch that one and talk about it next week.
That'll be it.
Decision made. As long as we can find a way to watch it. But yeah, All Quiet on the Western Front, I remember you telling me that if they won for the international film, they probably wouldn't win for Best Picture.
Exception is Parasite.
Okay, but Parasite was just like crazy. Parasite was amazing. I love that movie.
That's my favorite Best Picture winner ever.
I don't really have a favorite because I don't really know who they are. But yeah, I'm happy for you. Best Animated Feature, Jonathan.
This was pretty
tight, man.
Yeah, Turning Red at the Sea Beast, Marcel the Shell with Shoes On, Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, and Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio. It was his to lose.
I was super surprised that Puss in Boots got nominated. I think they just picked the six or five movies that were animated that came out this year.
There were more.
I don't know.
But yes.
I think they really did. I thought Turning Red was going to win. And I really liked Turning Red. I don't understand
Everybody liked Turning Red.
I don't understand what's so good about Guillermo. I don't like Pinocchio, though. I never liked the story of Pinocchio.
I'm not a huge fan of Pinocchio either, but I love Guillermo del Toro and stop motion, I think.
Did you watch this?
No, I didn't. But I respect him so much, honestly.
Okay, well, he seems like a cool guy. I'll give him that. But Pinocchio always made me really sad.
That's fair.
So, don't lie, kids. It's not good. Best adapted screenplay.
Emmys.
So, facts. Something that I learned that I didn't already know was that a sequel is an adapted screenplay, which really surprised me because I just always thought that like adapted screenplay would be like from a play or from a book or from
something else,
you know, so many things you could be adapted from. But it turns out it can just be a sequel, which I guess kind of makes sense. Like if you think about it conceptually, like, oh, they are making this story based off of the original. So like, I get it, but also, I don't know. I don't know if I fully agree with that. But the nominees are All Quiet on the Western Front, Glass Onion, A Knives Out Mystery, Living, Top Gun Maverick, and Women Talking. I just want to say, I don't think Glass Onion deserved a nomination. Now, I really enjoyed Glass Onion because I went into it knowing what it was going to be, and I really enjoyed it.
It's a good movie.
But I don't think it should have been nominated.
What else do you think should have been?
I don't know. I don't keep up with this stuff. I'm just saying this one didn't deserve it.
You got to have somebody else in there.
Oh, yeah, because you always have some. Who would you have nominated?
I don't know. I don't
see?
Even know.
See?
I was happy that it was nominated.
Oh, you're just saying that because you don't have an answer. Oh, wow. Leave me in the dust, why don't you?
Always.
Okay, well, the winner was Women Talking, which
I thought it was going to win.
Women Talking was pretty good.
It got one.
I liked it. I'm glad it got one. Is that correct grammar, Jonathan?
I'm glad it got one.
I'm glad it was one.
It got uno.
Oh!
But I understand the confusion.
I'm so sorry. But what? Look, it's not my fault. They're literally the same word.
English is so confusing.
English is the worst.
Learning that would be horrible.
Thank you, everybody in the world, for learning English because it
sucks. To all the pilots of the world.
Is that the like language that you speak?
And like,
do you have to speak English to be a pilot? Yeah. And they speak it on the speakers. I don't know why I said
outside
like that.
The plane.
I remember that I was watching that. There's a new documentary out, like MH370, about the Malaysian flight that disappeared. English. And I remember they were playing like the audio from the airplanes and they were all talking English. And I was like, huh.
Malaysians speaking English.
I don't know. I was just surprised by it. I don't know. Funny. I'm an idiot. I guess I just thought like you would speak like the native language, but then I guess it makes sense if you go like international waters and then like you gotta go in from speaking like Mandarin to Malaysian.
I actually don't think that's a language.
What do they speak in Malaysia? Do they speak Chinese?
Malanese.
Okay, mayonnaise. Moving on. Before we offend somebody, mayonnaise. I love mayonnaise, everybody.
I hate mayonnaise.
I love mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise sucks.
Okay.
Aioli is the shit.
We're filming this like late at night right now, and I think we're going delusional.
It's 10:22. Oh, boy.
Okay, best original screenplay, Jonathan.
Banshees of Inisherin, pronounced correctly.
I thought it was Sheeran, like Ed Sheeran.
Banshees of Inisherin. Everything ever.
You don't say anything.
No, you didn't say anything. You side-eyed me. That was like a
whatever. Carry on.
It was like a Siobhan.
Siobhan, baby.
That was the side
from Succession.
From, yeah, okay, you got it.
I know who Siobhan is.
Just,
okay, go.
The Fablemans, which should not have been. Fablemans was really boring.
Was so overrated.
Tar, yes.
You know what? It wasn't even overrated. I just don't understand why people nominated it for anything.
Because it's Spielberg.
Whatever.
He gets nominated even though he's a safe director. Is he one of the best directors in the world?
Yes.
Nobody can deny that.
But does he make good movies anymore? No.
Not really. I mean, I did enjoy West Side Story, but I didn't love it,
but I don't like musicals.
Yeah, that's fair. Me either. Yeah, so what did you think was going to win?
I thought Everything Everywhere All at Once was going to win.
Me too.
And it did. Surprise, surprise. Moving on. Everybody knew what was going to win for that. I'm so glad they got that. They got one. I couldn't even remember how to say it wrong. Best Supporting Actress. This is when the drama begins, my friends. This is real. When shit hit the fan. So I was not expecting this, okay? The nominees were Angela Bassett for Black Panther, Hong Chau for The Whale, Kerry Condon for Banshees, Jamie Lee Curtis, Everything Everywhere All at Once, and Stephanie Hsu for Everything Everywhere All at Once. Now, I honestly thought Stephanie Hsu was going to win.
Really?
Yeah. And I was shooketh to my core that Jamie Lee Curtis won.
I predicted she would win.
You did.
I did.
You did think she was going to win.
It was between her and Angela Bassett, though.
I didn't see Angela Bassett in the movie, but from the short clips I saw, she looked fantastic.
She was amazing. I mean, they were all amazing.
My
That's
only
the thing
with like Jamie Lee Curtis is like she didn't really like do any like intense acting, you know? Like she kind of just did a role she's good at, and I honestly just think the Academy wanted to give her the award to recognize not only her acting in this but her entire career.
Sometimes I like agree with decisions like that, and like sometimes I don't, like a legacy award for how much they've contributed to like cinema.
Yes, but then just give them like an honorary Oscar. Like don't take away someone's moment when they were actually better than you, you know?
Yeah, but the actors voted and she won, so
yeah. I don't know.
Angela Bassett did deserve it though. That's
Angela Bassett. So this is also what I wanted to talk about me opening up tabs on my computer.
What?
I was opening up tabs on my computer, I always get like random news articles pop up, and they always have like a million dislikes and like one like, so I'm like, nobody likes these articles. They must just be disliking them because they're mad they keep having to see them. But I kept getting ones come up about how Angela Bassett was like really mad that Jamie Lee Curtis won and how she like didn't stand up when Jamie Lee Curtis
won. I heard that too.
Oscar.
I heard that too. I don't know if it's true.
I don't know if it's true either. Don't want to spread rumors. Don't want to increase the drama. Angela Bassett, you did wonderful. And I understand why people are mad that Jamie Lee Curtis won. And I honestly was really surprised that she did because I didn't think her acting was like it was good. She's always good, but I don't think it was worthy, you know, up against her competition.
That's fair. Even Michael B. Jordan and Jonathan Majors said like right before they announced Best Cinematography, they were like, "We see you, Auntie," and they were referring to Angela Bassett because of her when she lost.
Oh, they said that?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't recognize it.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Oh,
until
so they were standing up for her basically? Like,
no, this is when they're presenting the Oscar for Best Cinematography.
Yes, I know. But they were saying it to her because they knew she had lost.
Yeah, this was after it had been awarded.
So I'm saying they were standing up for her, like...
Oh, yes. I thought you meant they, like, stood up physically for her.
Well, they were already standing, Jonathan. It's crazy. Why would I say something like that?
Well, because I thought you thought they might be sitting.
Well, I thought
they
you
were
thought
already standing.
What I thought was what I thought, but it's not what you thought that I thought. It's what you thought
you
that I thought.
You don't think what I thought.
What a burn, Jonathan. You really got me with that one.
I got you with that one.
I don't think what you they thought. What you think makes no sense to me.
I'm glad they got one.
The thoughts that you think don't make sense. I'm glad they got one too. That's all that matters. Everybody got one.
Anyway,
okay.
I was right about that. That's
best
that
supporting
matters.
Actor, Jonathan.
Supporting actor. I have memorized these. I don't know why I'm looking at them. Judd
no,
Hirsch for The
it.
Fablemans. Ke-Huy Quan for
I'm
Everything Everywhere All at Once. Blah, 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 blah.
Wow, you forgot a lot of them.
Give me a second. Wait. Brian Tyree Henry for Causeway. I'm really glad he got in because it deserved a nomination.
Okay.
He seems like such a cool guy. Barry Keoghan for Banshees of Inisherin.
Gosh, I just loved Barry Keoghan in that movie.
Well, there goes that dream.
I'm glad he got the nomination, but I understand why he didn't win.
And then Brendan Gleeson for Banshees of Inisherin as well. But Barry Keoghan got the BAFTA, so that's cool.
Yeah, I'm glad he got the BAFTA. Who do you think won Best Supporting Actor?
I thought it was going to be Ke-Huy Quan, and it was. He was a lock.
I thought the same thing.
He was my most confident guess of the night.
My most confident guess, I don't remember because I can't remember anything that I guessed.
Solid work.
Oh, I know. My most confident guess was that All Quiet on the Western Front was going to win for the international film.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay, Best Actress. The nominations were Cate Blanchett for Tar, Ana de Armas for Blonde, Andrea Riseborough for To Leslie, Michelle Williams, The Fablemans, and Michelle Yeoh, Everything Everywhere All at Once. I really thought Cate Blanchett was going to win.
Me too.
Her acting in Tar was amazing. I mean, the beginning of it was a monologue that, I mean, was of the gods. I mean, she was monologuing the whole time. And I mean, she was also just playing herself, I think. Like, I think that's just, she plays pretentious very well.
She does, and that's just
And that's how she even sounds in interviews. Like, if you listen to her in interviews, I watched her Hot Ones. Only interview I ever listened to her. The Hot Wings.
I haven't seen her Hot Ones.
It's pretty good. She has a Hot Ones. And she says so many words that I didn't know what they meant.
I want to watch it and see if I understand the words that you didn't.
Jonathan is my go-to, like, dictionary. If I don't know what a word means, he usually knows what it is. The only time I know what words mean that Jonathan doesn't know if they're, like, scientific words or music words. Science. Yeah, I always know those, but...
We're gonna say yeah.
It is what it is. But I thought it was Cate Blanchett. Who did you think it was?
I thought it was Cate Blanchett, and I wanted Cate Blanchett, but I'm not unhappy Michelle Yeoh won.
I was honestly though like really happy Michelle Yeoh won, and like she was so happy. I just love it. Mm-hmm. Like Cate Blanchett would have been like, thanks again, guys. Psych.
You know,
like, we out. You know, whereas like Michelle like really appreciated it.
The shortest Oscar speech in history is what's his name? Joe Pesci for it's one of them. It's either Goodfellas or Casino or something like that. And he goes up and he says, "It's my pleasure, thank you," and leaves. That's such a power move.
Oh my god, I love that.
I love that.
It's my pleasure. Did he work at Chick-fil-A before?
He must have. How do you know how to say that?
The only thing that makes sense.
They're only
to be able
to
deliver it so well too. My pleasure. I'm not as experienced as others.
Yeah, true.
Oh, it's okay. We'll get there one day. Maybe I should go work at Chick-fil-A. Probably. If engineering doesn't work out for me.
You got a backup. That's good to have.
And then I can eat the Chick-fil-A foods.
The foods at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, they sell food there.
I really want Chick-fil-A now.
We don't have a Chick-fil-A in our town.
Yeah, we do.
We have a Chick-fil-A outside of our town. Best actor, Jonathan. It is taking us so long to get through these.
This took us longer than I thought. We've gotten
off track.
Yeah,
I know. It took us a really long time.
We need to put the train back on the track.
I was going to say track on the train, but then I was like, wait, it's train on the track.
Okay, best actor. was Bill Nye for Living, which I do want to see. Did you think the science
I
guy?
I thought you were joking. I thought you were going to say the science guy.
I should have said that. That would have been really funny.
So funny. I really thought you were going to say Bill Nye, the science guy.
Oh, Paul Mescal for After Sun. Fun fact, he's playing... he's going to be in the Gladiator sequel with Ridley Scott.
I didn't know that was happening.
Yep. Brendan Fraser for The Whale, Colin Farrell for Banshees of Inisherin, and Austin Butler for Elvis. I totally thought Austin was going to take it.
I really wanted Brendan Fraser to get it. I mean, that was the most heart-wrenching acting I have ever seen. I mean, when that movie ended, the entire theater, we just sat there in silence for minutes.
It's one of the most memorable theater experiences I've had in a while.
That movie needed to be seen in a theater, honestly. It made it so much more impactful. And I will say, the only time I've been in a theater where people just sit and like wait, everybody in the theater, the only time that ever happens is in Avengers movies. Because they're just waiting for the next trailer.
There's a couple.
I have never had it happen in another movie where people are like, oh my god. I just need to like come back to my body and my soul and spirit.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple of them. Did you cry in The Whale? Yeah, I did.
Well, I didn't notice.
The most I've cried in a movie in a long time.
When Jonathan cries, though, it's just like a touch the middle of his eye. I've never seen a tear fall.
You got to be dramatic.
I feel like it's just like you're faking it.
Wow, just because I'm masculine? Unbelievable.
Yeah, you just don't show your feelings. But yes, Brendan Fraser won. I predicted he would win, and I am really happy he won. His speech was amazing. He'd made a lot of like references to like sailing and whales and stuff, which was cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His speeches at the SAG Awards.
You could see him shaking because he was so like overwhelmed.
Every award he got so emotional. I loved it.
I just love him. Like, I think he really deserved it.
The Renaissance is here.
Whoa. Is that a thing?
It's a thing.
Is he like big now?
Yeah, pretty well.
He's always been famous, but.
Yeah, but he's come back and he's big. And Darren Aronofsky thought of him when casting this role.
He was perfect for The Whale.
Apparently, James Corden was considered for the role.
Who is that? And why did you say it so dramatically?
James Corden, the freaking talk show host, the British guy that was in Cats.
Oh, I never saw Cats because I knew it was going to be awful.
It's the guy who does the car, like the...
Jeremy Clarkson?
This guy.
Oh, he would not have been able to do it like Brendan Fraser.
He would have been shit.
He would have been awful. The movie would have sucked.
He would have won a Razzie.
That movie needed Brendan Fraser. Needed him. Yeah, they definitely, and I'd also really needed Hong Chow. They were both just like,
yeah, Hong
Chow
did great.
They worked so well together. Okay, time for the big boys. Best director nominees: Martin McDonagh, Banshees of Inisherin, Daniel Kwan, and Daniel Scheinert, Everything Everywhere All at Once, Steven Spielberg, The Fablemans, Todd Field for Tar, and Ruben Östlund for Triangle of Sadness. I guessed, I know you're not going to believe it, Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Crazy.
They were good.
I guessed them too, but I wanted Martin McDonagh to win because he's a fantastic director / writer, and I think he deserved it.
I don't really think anything in Banshees of Inisherin was exceptional. I just thought everything was really good. Does that make sense?
But it walked away. It didn't walk away with
it
anything.
It walked away?
It ran.
An Irish goodbye? Did it even say goodbye?
No.
Yeah.
It just said feck off.
It really was an Irish goodbye for them at the Oscars. They got nothing.
And Babylon didn't get anything?
Well, who cares about Babylon? Jesus. Yeah, I think Everything Everywhere All at Once deserved it. Also, the Daniels had three speeches at the Oscars. Three speeches.
Really?
Every time they came up with amazing speeches. And I'm like, how do you guys come up with this stuff? I would be so overwhelmed by the fact that you just won three Oscars in one night.
Well, they prepare.
Like, they prepared three speeches. And the guy goes up there the last time, and Daniel, of course. You know, Daniel.
Oh, Daniel.
Daniel. He goes up there and he literally is like, just going to be brief. You've heard enough from us tonight. Goes on like a 2-minute speech.
Oh, yeah. You've heard too much of me.
And then I've got all of these things to say. I was like, how do you keep coming up with amazing? And they were all so good.
Very eloquent.
They weren't cheesy. There are so many speeches where I'm like, yeah, it's fine. All of their speeches were so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good I loved it. Yeah.
Crazy. They've been working on this for since 2010.
There's a lot of movies that people work on for like a decade, though. It's like not that uncommon.
Cool.
Someone is probably statistically thinking of a movie idea right now that's going to be a blockbuster in 2030.
Yeah, do that. Do that.
Okay, everybody. Time for the big boy finale. Jonathan, would you like to do the honors of presenting best picture nominees?
Best pick: All Quiet, Avatar, The Banshees of Inisherin, The Fablemans, Women Talking, Triangle of Sadness.
Are you trying to do it off memory right now?
Everything Everywhere All at Once. Top Gun Maverick. And Tar.
And?
Banshees. No, I said that.
Poor Austin. You forgot about him.
Oh, shit. Yeah, Elvis.
Elvis. Yeah. So. I predicted that Everything Everywhere All at Once was going to win. I also don't think that they needed... Jonathan said that it's a tradition. I'm not going to fact check him. I'm just going to believe him. That they normally only nominate 9 movies instead of 10, even though they can do 10.
They do. It's true.
But I don't think they needed to do 10 because Fablemans was not good. And it should not have been nominated. Should have just been 9.
What should have gone in its place?
Nothing. I just said nothing.
I know. Yeah, I thought Everything Everywhere is going to win. It is the most awarded movie in history.
Whoa, how many did it get?
No, just...
Oh, from all of the all of the award ceremonies.
That was before the Oscars.
I don't watch any of the award ceremonies. I just, like, I really like watching the Oscars. I will say the Oscars did a good job this year at not making me bored. Because normally I get really bored. But I was interested the whole time. Also, though, we had a bunch of buffalo chicken dip.
That
was entertaining us, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Elvis didn't get any. Tar, nothing. Banshees, nothing.
Because nothing. All Quiet and Everything sweeped.
They did.
They sweeped. I mean, there was nothing else for the other movies to win.
Tar,
which kind of sucks, but it's okay. I forgive them.
Yeah, so yeah. We'll be talking about Decision to Leave next time. Don't leave yet. Just decide if you're going to leave.
But don't do it.
Don't do it.
Just decide. Don't follow through on your decisions, kids.
That's what we learn in this episode.
Okay, I think we're going to leave on that note. Goodbye.
Stay frosty.